Welcome home, everybody. That is to the Conscious Home Podcast. My name is Blanche Garcia, and I'm your host. Today, I wanted to talk about how do you live following your own true soul purpose? And sometimes you don't even realize that you're in the direction of your soul purpose while you're trying to be authentic. And what's interesting about this topic is that the reason I brought it up is, well, A, there's two things. The first one is, I think that your fairy dust, or the thing that really makes you, you, and unique, is the thing that everybody tells you you're really good at, or everybody comments on throughout your life. And you may think, oh, it's just people being nice, but you get enough people from all different walks of life telling you that you're good at something, or that you're this, or they admire this about you. And that's basically the universe trying to give you a hint as to part of what your soul purpose is. And so I know that sounds crazy, but that is actually true. And the second thing is that I think that a lot of people at this point in time in life, in history, are being more authentically themselves or leaning into it than they ever were. And I'm not saying that that's like for everybody. It's not. There are going to be people who just are fake ass. Like, you just can't avoid that. But I think more and more you're seeing, whether it's businesses, social media, entrepreneurs, just people in general being like, I just want to do me. I want to be who I am. That's it. This is me. And they're like showing you their authentic selves behind the curtain. They're not being as glossy and edited as they used to be. It's just very poignant for me. So let's go back to what I was saying. Personally, my whole life, I have felt the need to really be who I am. I know that that's for a lot of people, but it actually, like, from when I can remember, literally my earliest memories, I just wanted to be me. Now, I grew up around people who were usually telling me that they were afraid to be themselves. It was just like a lot of hidden stuff. And I was like the opposite. I was like dying to be myself. If I was in situations where I felt like I couldn't use my voice, or I had to be a version of myself that wasn't really me, I would lose my complete shit. Like, it literally happened all the time. I would like run in the direction of just like freedom. And so as I got older, the more I kind of leaned into that, like my teenage years and my 20s and 30s, I was like, I just want to live unapologetically. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm an asshole and I'm telling everybody to just go F their mother. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I just want to create what I want to create. I want to dress the way I want to dress. I want to say what's on my mind and not try to hide myself. And if I want to go in a direction, that's the direction I want to go in. And what's interesting about that is that the one thing that people will always say is my superpower, because we all have them, is that I am unapologetically myself. What you see is what you get. When I did TV, I was on Travel Channel and HGTV. And the number one comment I would get from fans were, Blanche, it seems like what you are on TV and what we see is really who you are. And that's completely the truth. And I think that that's really important. And where I say that that's kind of going in the direction of who you are, or what your purpose is that the only reason we are really here, and I know that this is going to sound really simple, but we are here to be happy, to be ourselves, to go on our own personal journey, nobody else's, and to go in that direction. And what's really hard about that, I think, for a lot of people is that fear, right? Like, you're probably watching this right now and you're going, but I either have a ton of obligations, depending on what point of life you are at, or I'm afraid that people aren't going to accept me for who I am, or I don't even know what that means. I don't even know how to go towards my soul purpose or live in a way that's just uniquely myself. So I want to give you some background to some ways that you can get into that mode, into that feeling. Because once you start living in a direction that is really without handlebars, it's just like completely going, you're going to find that a lot of things start resonating with you. The life that surrounds you, you're going to be so much happier with, because it's literally what you want. It's everything that you want, because your energy will attract like energy. It can't not attract like energy. When you're living a life that is inauthentic or is not like completely 100% who you are probably surrounded with a bunch of crap that you don't like, people you don't like, and situations that you don't like. And you're probably wondering, why don't I love my life? This is so weird. Because you're so used to being by yourself that you think that just being by yourself with yourself authentic specifically alone is enough. But when you're on the outward and you're with outward people or living your life, you don't necessarily have to be that. And the universe should just know the difference. It should just know to give you the life you want based on who you are in your bedroom, watching a TV show, just reading an effing book. That's what the universe should resonate with. Not the life that you're living out loud with the people you don't give a shit about, the job you hate, and everything else, right? So if you haven't gotten that, that's not going to work for you. So how do you figure out who you are or what is your purpose? One of the big signs is people comment all the time about what you're really good at. And by the way, this doesn't have to be some earth-shattering, you cure cancer, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer. Like, it doesn't have to be like that. It can be something like, you're really good with animals, you're really empathetic, you always brighten up people's day, you're really good at writing, or you're really good with color. It could be any of those things. And you lean into that because that is what lights you up. And what lights you up is what people will comment on, by the way. So that is a really big indicator as to what really is part of your soul purpose. Another exercise that you can kind of do that has always helped me is writing. Whenever I'm trying to figure something out, I will just start writing. I usually will play music in the background because the vibration of music shifts our energy really quickly and really easily. That's why music is the highest vibration, other than like laughter and water is right up there. But music is a really high vibrational instrument to tap into the things that we need to be in flow. Anything that brings you in flow. Some people, they like to go running. Some people, they're good with their hands and they're doing art. Anything that takes your mind out of the thinking pattern and into just the flow. If you start writing or just riffing with that, you're going to start to get things that come to you. A third way, well, actually there's four ways. Okay, let's do four. So the third way that I want you to kind of work on this is that I want you to actually say to the universe, I want you to give me three signs, distinctive signs. Like, I don't want you to give me signs that I don't know what the hell it is, like a bus passing by that I just missed at the side of my glance. Tell them you want three big signs that you can't avoid to help you navigate to what is your soul purpose. And then just keep an eye out for them. You're going to know what those are. You're not going to pass those by. You're not going to miss them, because when you see the sign or feel the sign, you're going to feel it, like deep feel it. You can get like chills. It's just something. It could be something somebody says, something that's an oddity that would normally never happen to you. It's going to come out of the blue. And then all of a sudden, you're going to like stop what you're doing. You're going to be like, was that for me? And you'd be like, that was for me, right? Like, the fact that you're asking about it, but like, don't be like, I'm watching a commercial, KFC is on, there's a chicken on there, maybe I should be a rancher. That's not it. That's your brain trying to connect the dots, okay? This is like hit you out of the blue. Okay, so the fourth thing that you're going to do, you're gonna have to suspend your belief. So this is the thing. When we sleep, our brain gets hung up on a little rack and our whole energy gets to take over. So when we're sleeping, our soul gets to like pick up, because it never sleeps. Our energy never sleeps. It's just kind of our body sleeping. And that's why we get like dreams. We get information. Sometimes your dog that passed visits you, your grandmother, you don't even know. So when you're sleeping, it's like literally gold. You can solve all your problems when you're sleeping, because if you write down in a journal or on a piece of paper and have an intention and say, listen, when I go to sleep, ask your guides, ask all of those that basically are your soul team and say, I really need help with this one issue, XY. So you're going to say to them, I really would love if you can give me some clues as to my soul purpose. And you're going to go to sleep. When you wake up, right before you open your eyes, there's that in-between state. And it's the in-between of being fully conscious and awake and like thinking about who called you or left you a message. Or when it's like, oh, I just had a dream. And what was that dream? Like, we always do it. I always keep my eyes closed and I'm like, oh, and I'm like trying to think. And I'm like in my mind mentally checking all the things I did while I was sleeping. I want you to try to write down everything that you can remember, even if it's not significant. I want you to write it down, because later on, when you look at it, there might be something that was completely what you thought insignificant, but will actually be really significant. Now, as you're starting to do this work and work on this energy, believe it or not, you are actually creating change. You are changing not only your internal energy, but you are changing the flow of life around you, because you're basically telling the universe, I care. I want to live my authentic, purposeful successful life. And so by doing this, by default, the universe starts connecting the dots for you. Now, this is the part that you're gonna hate. When this starts happening, your life may seem like it's falling apart, because when you are creating space for new stuff to happen, right, it cannot take the same space that old stuff is happening. It's just like these chairs. If I wanna buy new chairs, I cannot bring them into this room because I have old chairs sitting here. So if I'm refusing to take the old chairs out because I think, why can't I have both? Guess what? The universe may take them out for me. There may be a big hailstorm and rocks that fall through the roof and like break my chairs. Somebody may come and break my chairs. My toddler may throw wine on my chairs. There may be something that happens to the chairs that the universe is like, nah, bitch, you got to get these things out of your room before we can bring the new shit in. So when that happens, don't be upset. Don't get pissed off and say, Blanche did this. It's just like making room for new stuff. So you're going to go in that direction. Now that's kind of going on, right? It's like kind of like one platter that's spinning in the air. The other part of this is you, because you have to actually want to be authentically yourself, meaning that you have to want to go in the direction of just who you are. When I say that, that's much easier said than done, because a lot of people have been programmed to be very insecure about being who they are. They don't think that they're worth it. And I say this, and I myself have had imposter syndrome and things like that. So it's not like I came out of the womb and all of a sudden I'm, you know, so like sure of myself 24/7. It's just that I'm so used to doing things that freak me out and scare me. I'm so used to going in a direction that feels right and listening to that internal messaging of intuition. I'm so used to checking in with myself that I've made it like a muscle that over time is really your superpower. I want you to start getting really clear and connected with the internal intuition, the messaging that comes inside your body that you usually don't listen to. Like a lot of people listen to their head, but if you can listen to what goes on internally, it's almost like when you're posed with a decision and your head says something, but then there's this voice that's like, you don't want to do that. Don't do that. And you're like, no, I really should do this. And you're like, if I don't do this, and you kind of talk yourself out of it, you know, you're kind of giving it the benefit of the doubt, right? It's like the guy who asks you out and you kind of have this weird feeling about him, but he checks all the boxes. So he asks you out and you're like, I should say yes. But really inside, something's like, I don't know, this doesn't feel right. So you avoid what doesn't feel right and you go, yeah, I'm actually gonna listen to that. I'm gonna listen to my head and I'm gonna go out with him. And it ends up to be like a disaster, or it ends up being okay enough that you fool yourself into five more dates and then you realize that you really don't like him and something's completely off, but by now you're completely in it. And it's just like a whole mess. People do this all the time. What I want you to start doing is really start listening to your own intuition, because that voice will get stronger as you check in with it. And so when you're faced with a decision, I want you to suspend any response and I want you to just get still and say, what does it feel like? Does the energy feel uplifting? Does it feel like a yes? Because if it doesn't feel like your body's energized by this answer, then it's probably a no. There's a lot of no's that are going to come up in your life. And you're like, well, if I just did nothing that came up and got offered to me, then I would just have no direction. I would make no decision. But the truth is, there's going to be a lot of things that aren't a right fit for you. There's going to be probably more things that are not a right fit than are a fit, because the more you get discerning about what you want and the type of life that you want to live, the easier it's going to be for you to cut out things that aren't in alignment with that. And that takes you checking in with yourself. For instance, let's go back to dating, just because it's easy. Well, not for everybody, but it's an easy target. So in my 20s, there were like a billion guys I could date, right? I would trip and there would be a guy. And it'd be like, Blanche, let's go out, blah, blah. And I'd be like, yeah, let's do this. And I was like, wow, like, I feel like I'm always in a relationship or I'm always dating. And then in my 30s, I was like, there's not that many guys out there. And the truth of the matter is, there are the same amount of guys that were out there. The difference is that I got to know myself so much. I got to figure out what I wanted and what I didn't want, that I became more discerning. And when you raise the bar for yourself of what you want, and if you know authentically who you are, then you're going to accept less crap. So then there was 10 guys But you realize really quickly that six of them, they weren't even up to snuff. They weren't even in your wheelhouse. You were just like, eh, no. So now it just limited it to four. But then you realize two of those guys, one has mommy issues, and then the other guy literally just lies all the time. So you're like, can't do that. So now you're left with just two guys. So that's why you think there's not enough guys, but it's not that. You just would have accepted much more crap before. As you decide and realize who you are and start listening to that internal voice and start going in the direction of the things that really are in alignment with who you are, there's only going to be certain decisions there for you. The universe and you yourself, your own discernment, is going to take others out of your path. So we already talk about how to figure out what your soul purpose is. And then the second part to that being how to tune into who you are and what you want, how to tune into that intuition and how to exercise that on a daily basis. I would say that the third part of this is you have gotten to the place where you know who you are and you know what you don't want and you want what you want. And with that comes an inner strength. And that's the part that most people have a hard time with. And I'll tell you why. Because it's actually saying no to things and saying yes to things when everybody is doing the opposite. And that really takes a lot of inner courage. And it takes a lot of, like, I'm not going to lie, it takes a lot of balls. It really does. Because there are so many times in my life that the path I want to go is the harder path. Not many people are doing it. I'm not sure if it's going to get me anywhere. I just know that it feels right to me. It's in alignment with who I am, but everybody's telling me to go the other way, the easy way. Why don't I just do it this way? When that happens, you have to be able to say no to the easy things or to the things that people are bringing to you, even though it has benefits. It's not like they're bringing you poison and you're like, no, I can't take the poison, I'll die. It's like they're just like, look at these pretty flowers and bunnies. And you're just like, yeah, they're cute, but they're not what I want. And they're like, but look at them, look how cute, I'm gonna give them to you. And you're just like, ah. So it's like you have to say no to good enough to say yes sometimes to the thing that everybody's like, oh, I don't even know. Nobody's even done that before. That's weird. And you have to sometimes be able to say yes to that. That's where you have to have that inner courage. So if you don't get really clear on the first two steps of this, you are not going to be able to say no to the things that are not in alignment with who you are and say yes to the things that are, because it is not always easy and it's not always a clear answer. There are so many people that I come across that say to me, I could never do that. That I could never say no to. Or why don't you just do this, Blanche? Or why do you have to do XYZ? I'll give you an example of this. So I was on a TV show, Hotel Impossible, through Travel Channel. I was traveling around the world. And to everybody that was watching me, they were like, you are a success story. This is amazing. You get to travel around the world, be on TV, you get to fix hotels and really live out the dream. The problem was that I wasn't happy. I was literally burning the candle at both ends. I felt like I was just holding on to it. Even though there were aspects that I loved, I felt like I was holding on to it because I thought it was going to get me to what I really wanted. And you just keep going and going, thinking this will get me from A to B, A to B. I just have to do this long enough. But I realized eventually that it was literally killing my soul. Like, I was just miserable. I had no life. I wasn't dating anybody. I mean, it was like crickets. And then on top of it, like, my friends stopped calling me because I was just never around because I was so-called traveling the world. But I was staying at like these crazy hotels sometimes. I was like bed bugs one hotel, mold another hotel, layovers. It's just not as glamorous as it seems. And at the same time, I had already become a green designer through the USGBC. I kind of was really on my spiritual path already, but my spiritual path was still very a parallel thing. It wasn't connected to what I did every day, even though I wanted it to be more integrated into what I did every day. So here I am, miserable and supposed to be happy by all accounts. And two things happened. One was that I decided to write a book because I had always loved writing books. And when I was shopping it around to different publishers, the publishers were like, oh, great, Blanche Garcia from that one show, she's going to do a tabletop design book. And the book I wanted to write was about how empowered design, basically designing your life from the inside out. So this is like where it started to crack through the life I'm living now. Those seeds started coming through into my work life. So every time I would talk to a publisher, they would be like, that's never going to fly. You should not do that. We need the tabletop design book. That's what we do, the before and after. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I'm not saying I don't design and I don't love what I do design, but it's not the take on my life or the book, what I want to talk about. But nobody wanted to publish that book. So I was like, I'm going to self-publish that book. And that costs money, time. I wrote my own book. I self-published my book. And I knew that it could or could not do anything. And it really, honestly, never sold much. I had it out there, but I knew that I wanted that in the world, that vibration into the world. And if it made a ton of money, great. But that's where my passion was leading me. And that's who I was. It is not what everybody wanted me to do. It is not what most people in my situation would have done, because I would have gotten a quick book deal had I done the other way. But that's not what I wanted. I went in a direction that made sense for me. I followed my intuition. And the second thing I did at that time is that I quit the show. Everybody thought I was nuts. They were just like, what are you doing? You're on a very popular show. You're getting paid. Not great, but I was getting paid. You're traveling the world. And I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I'm losing myself. I don't even know if I've lost myself at this point. I'm just like in a closet after every day that I'm shooting, drinking some bottle of vodka in the middle of nowhere, whether I was like in Missouri or like Timbuktu, I don't even know where I was, and just trying to figure it out to get to the next day, to wake up for hair and makeup that I was doing myself, 5 a.m., make it to set, design, contractors are walking off set, and I'm like jumping through hula hoops just to get the show and the space to be amazing, because that is how I work. I leave blood on the floor, right? But I'm leaving my soul on the floor, and then I have nothing left for me. I'm like a shell of a person when I get home, if I get home. So I quit the show. I went against the grain. But looking back, what was great about that is that those were like breadcrumbs. Those were in the direction of where my soul was leading me. So Conscious Home, even connecting my spiritual and my work in a way that was really authentic to who I am, started with that step, leaving what was not in alignment with who I was, not making the popular choice. And did it happen overnight? Was I like, oh my God, I'm so happy I did these things overnight? No, I wasn't. There were times that I was like, oh my God, did I make the right decision? But I could not ignore that internal clock. So you have to be okay with saying no to things and yes to the things that fuel your soul. Because I will tell you that even though that was hard to do, I was happier. I was happier. I was lighter. I was doing things that I loved to do. And if I like got hit by a bus the next day, I would have been happy with everything that I was doing. I was not leaving anything on the floor. I was living my life to my fullest. Honestly, that's the most you can ask for. Just follow your joy. Be who you are authentically. That is our purpose. And we just overcomplicate it. We think that the voices around us know better than us. And that is not true. They get to live their life. This is your life. And it's really interesting. I will leave you with this because honestly, I could talk about this forever because it really is part of my soul purpose is to live authentically and to find myself and to constantly be doing that. I was really young when I left home. I was 18 and my younger years were like my most angst years. And my mother and I have an amazing relationship now and I love her to death. But you know, it's hard when you know who you are or what you don't want at a very young age and you still have to live with other people under their house and their rules and things like that. I think that's really hard because a lot of us really know at a very young age who we are. It's just that as we get older, it's the older people, the adults that tell us how to live and that they want us to live a certain way or they want us to be more like them without them even realizing. They try to like raise their kids to be exactly like them. And not that my mother did this to me, but I'm very cognizant with my own daughter that she's 4 right now and she tells me exactly what she wants to do. And within reason, I try to let her be her. You know, I have to make sure she's like safe and stuff. But literally today, she decided to wear pajamas, not go to school, not brush her hair. She did brush her teeth, so that was good. It was a win. And she was just like, this is what I'm doing today. And I was like, all right, so she's going to Mima Opa, which is like my husband's parents. Tell them that today was a day that you made decisions for yourself. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to do that. But I go back. So the story is that when I was younger and my mother used to tell me, you're going to regret this, you're going to regret that. And that was like her thing. She would try to tell me the things that I was going to regret that she would have regretted. And I remember saying to her something that I still believe in to this day. And it's funny that I knew it then. I remember saying to her, if I make this mistake and it is a mistake, I will be okay with it because it was my mistake to make. But I would never forgive myself if I made a decision based on what somebody else told me to do, and it wasn't even my mistake. I did something I didn't even want to do, and it ended up being the wrong choice. I'm not going to regret something that I, in the moment, felt like this is what I needed, because that was my lesson. That's how I learned from it. This is my mistake to make. I own it. And I don't think it was. I just think I made decisions to what made sense to me at that time, because nothing's really a mistake. It's just a learning lesson. Remember that, because it's not this perfect little journey that we're all on and you have to like tick all these dots, you know? It's just learning experiences. And if something doesn't work out, you get to go in another direction, but at least go in the direction. Just do it, because life's gonna be so much better. It's gonna be so much sweeter when you go in the direction of something that really is authentically and purposefully your own.